The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Unless stated, all the dialogue in this production is taken directly from the source, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, with minor omissions and additions of dialogue so as to adjust for a smooth flow. Also noted, the use of the N-word has been hereby changed to Negro to avoid offense and racial discrimination to the audience.
I'm Huck Finn. When I was sick of being rich and civilized, I'd take me a raft and run off with the Negro Jim. We went on until we hear Miss Watson, Jim's owner, she want Jim back. So Jim goes and hides, and I find myself alone in a town that I don't know anything of. Then I ran into Tom. Tom says for me to pretend to be him, and he'll call himself Sid so we can go free Jim, who'd been found and was being kept for ransom. But Tom got shot while trying to help Jim escape, so all the adult folk become sheer terrified. He was found late one night, brought in Aunt Sally's place on a stretcher, and not in his right mind. Now Aunt Sally won't stop pacing and chanting prayers and sniffling and making all sorts of racket that I can't hardly sleep.
Scene 1.
The old man was uptown again before breakfast, but couldn't get no track of Tom, and both of them sat at the table thinking, not saying nothing. And by and by the old man says,
Did I give you that letter?
What letter?
The one I got yesterday out of the post office.
No, you didn't give me no letter.
Well, I must have forgot it. Oh, wait, here it is.
Why, it's from St. Petersburg. It's from Sis.
Before she could break it open and drop it and run, she was seeing something. So did I. It was Tom Sawyer on a mattress. And I hid the letter behind the first thing that come handy.
Oh, he's dead, he's dead. I know he's dead. He's alive, thank God, and that's enough.
Scene 2.
I followed the men to see what they was going to do with Jim.
We ought to make an example of him so them other Negroes don't get into mind to run away.
Don't do it. It wouldn't answer at all. He ain't our Negro, and his owners would turn up and make us pay for him, sure.
That cooled them down a little, but because of the people that's always the most anxious to hang a Negro that ain't done just right is always the very ones that ain't most anxious to pay for him when they've got him their satisfaction out of him, that didn't stop them from beating him. I watched while they chained his hands and legs to the blog and beat him. All the while, Jim never said nothing, and he never let on to know me.
Don't be no rougher on him than you're obliged to, because he ain't a bad Negro. When I got to where I found the boy, I see I couldn't cut the bullet out without some help, and he weren't in no condition for me to leave and go get help. But I says, I gotta have some help somehow. And the minute I says it, out crawls this Negro from somewheres, and he says he'll help me. And that he'd done it too, and that he'd done it very well. So he ain't no bad Negro, gentlemen.
Well, sounds very good, Doctor, I'm obliged to say.
The other softened up a little too, and I was mighty thankful to that doctor for doing Jim that good turn. Then they all agreed that Jim had acted very well. So every one of them had promised, right out and hearty, they wouldn't cuss him no more.
Scene 3.
Next morning I heard Tom was a good deal better, so I slipped to the sick room and found him sleeping. So I sat down and laid for him to wake. In about a half hour, Aunt Sally comes gliding in. We sat there watching, and by he stirs a bit and opens his eyes very natural and takes a look and says,
Hello? Why, I'm at home. How's that? Where's the raft?
It's all right.
And Jim?
The same, I says, but I couldn't say it pretty brash. He never noticed, but says,
Good. Splendid. Now we're all right and safe. Did you tell Auntie?
About what, Sid?
Why, about the way the whole thing was done.
What whole thing?
Why, the whole thing. There ain't but one. How we set the runaway Negro free, me and Tom.
Good land. Set the run. What is the child talking about? Dare out of his head again.
No, I ain't out of my head. I know all what I'm talking about. We did set him free, me and Tom, and we did it elegant, too. Why, Auntie, it cost us the power of work, weeks of it, hours and hours, every night, whiles you was asleep, and we had to steal candles and sheets and shirts and your dress and spoons and tin plates and case knives and warming pans and griddle stones and flour and just no end of things, and send in spoons and things in your apron pocket.
Mercy sakes!
And load up the cabin with rats and snakes and so on, for company for Jim. Then the men come before we was out of the cabin, and we had a rush. And they heard us and let drive at us, and we dodged out of their path and let them go by. And when the dogs come, they went for the most noise. And we got in our canoe and made for the raft, and was all safe. And Jim was a free man, and we'd done it all by ourselves.
Well, I never heard the likes of it in all my born days. So it was you, you little rapscallions, that's been making all this trouble and turned everybody's wits clean inside out and scared us almost to death. To think here I've been, night after night, Well, you get all the enjoyment you can out of it now. For mine, I tell you, if I catch you meddling with him again...
Meddling with who?
With who? Why, the runaway Negro, of course. Who'd you reckon?
Tom, didn't you just tell me he was all right? Hasn't he got away?
Him? The runaway Negro? Indeed, he hasn't. We've got him back safe and sound, and he's in that cabin again on bread and water, and loaded down with chains till he's claimed or sold.
They haven't no right to shut him up. Shove. And don't you lose a minute. Turn him loose. He ain't no slave. He's as free as any critter that walks the earth.
What does the child mean?
I mean every word I say, Aunt Sally. And if somebody don't go, I'll go. I've known him my whole life, and so has Huck. There. Old Miss Watson died 2 months ago, and if she was ashamed she'd ever going to sell him down the river, and said so, and she set him free in her will.
Then what on earth did you want to set him free for, seeing he was already free?
Well, that is a question, I must say, and just like women, why I wanted the adventure of it. And I waded neck deep in blood, too. Goodness alive, Aunt Polly!
Yes, you better turn your head away. I would if I was you, Tom. Oh, dearie me, is he changed so? Why, that ain't Tom, it's Sid. Tom's, where's Tom? He was here a minute ago.
You mean, where's Huck Finn? That's what you mean. Come out from under that bed, Huck Finn. And Tom, you're right about Miss Watson writing up in her will to set Jim free. You're going up and wasting all your time setting a free Negro free.
But Tom come and wrote saying how Sid arrives safe with him and...
Look at that now. I might have expected it, letting him go off that way without anybody to watch him. So now I got to go in traps all the way down the river, 1,100 miles, and find out what that creature's up to this time, as long as I couldn't seem to get any answer out of you about it.
Why, I never heard nothing from you.
Well, I wonder why I wrote you twice to ask you what you could mean about Sid being here.
Well, I never got him, sis.
You, Tom!
Well, what?
Don't you what me, you impudent thing. Hand out them letters.
What letters?
Them letters. I'd be bound if I had to take a hold of you, I'll...
They're in the trunk. They're there now. And they're just the same as when I got them out of the office. I ain't looked at them. I ain't touched them. But I know they'd make trouble. And I thought if we weren't in no hurry, I'd...
But you do need skinning. There ain't no mistake about it. And I wrote another one to tell you I was coming. And I suppose he...
No, it come yesterday. I ain't read it yet. But it's all right. I got that one.
I wanted to offer to bet $2 she hadn't. I reckon maybe it was just as safe not to. So I never said nothing.
Scene 4.
The first time I catch Tom private, I says to him, "What is your idea? Time of the evasion? What do you plan to do if the evasion works all right and you manage to set a Negro free that's already free?"
What I'd had in my head from the start, if we get Jim out all safe, we'd run him down the river on a raft and have adventures plumb to the mouth of the river and then tell him about his being free. And take him back up home on a steamboat in style, and write word ahead and tell all the Negroes around to have them waltz in town with a torch-lit procession and a brass band.
We had Jim out of the chains in no time, and when Aunt Polly and Uncle Silas and Aunt Sally found out how good we had helped the doctor nurse Tom, they fixed him up prime and gave him all he wanted to eat. Tom gave Jim $40 for being prisoner for us so patient, and doing it up so good, and Jim was so pleased most to death, and busted out and says...
Down now, there, Huck. What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you up there on Jackson Island? I told you I got a Harry Butts, and what's the sign in it? And I told you I been Ritz once, and granted her to be Ritz again. And it's come true, and here it is. Down now, don't talk to me. Signs and signs, mine I tell you, and I know just well as I granted her be Ritz again. I'd stand in here this minute.
Let's all three slide out of here one of these nights and get an outfit, and go for a howling adventure amongst the Injuns, over in the territory, for a couple of weeks or two.
All right, that suits me, but I ain't got no money to buy the outfit, and I reckon I couldn't get none from home. It's likely Pap's been back before now, and got it all away from Judge Thatcher and drunk it up.
No, he ain't. It's all there yet, $6,000 and more, and your papa ain't ever been back since. He hadn't when I come away, anyhow.
He ain't coming back no more, Huck.
Why, Jim?
No man why, Huck, but he ain't coming back no more.
Tell me why, Jim.
Remember the house that was floating down the river? And there was a man in the covered up, and I went in and covered him, and they didn't let you come in. Well, then you can get your money when you want it, 'cause that was him.
Tom's most well now, and he got his bullet around his neck on a watch guard for a watch, so there ain't nothing more to write about. But I reckon I got a lot out of the territory ahead of the rest, because Aunt Sally, she's gonna adopt me and civilize me, and I can't stand it. I've been there before.